This podcast is sponsored by ebookit.com, self-publishing solutions for the independent author and small press. Visit us today at ebookit.com. Hello and welcome to the Toastmasters podcast, the official podcast of Toastmasters International. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Toastmasters podcast. My name is Beau Bennett.
And I'm Brian Levesque.
And Ryan, who are we speaking with today?
Today we are speaking with Maria Tomescu. And Maria is the Vice President of Education of Timișoara Toastmasters Club in Timișoara, Romania. So she's joining us all the way from Romania today. What can I say? But Maria, welcome to the Toastmasters podcast.
Welcome, Maria.
Thanks. Nice to hear you.
Very nice to have you with us. I was so inspired by your recent article in the Toastmaster magazine. It was in the December 2010 issue. It was called Small Steps, Great Changes, all about the first Toastmasters Club in Romania. And I think there's, from reading the article and reading a little history on Romania, I know there's some very significant, a lot of significance to that. So maybe for some of us who aren't as familiar with the history of Romania, can you just bring us back to the 1980s and tell us a little bit what life was like then compared to now?
Well, let me interrupt for a second. We're not talking the first club in like a city. We're talking the whole country.
In the whole country.
The entire
Romania.
Country.
That's right. That's right.
Not just like your neighborhood.
Thank you for that clarification.
The country. All right. I just wanted to, to make sure we're clear. Okay. So
in short, the situation in Romania in the 80s was the following. So we had no freedom of speech, no gatherings or any sort of meetings were allowed unless they were organized by, I don't know, communist activists. Mm-hmm. So no traveling to other countries was allowed. The media was censored. We had no access to information, and as we all know, all of these are the basis for a Toastmasters club. So the existence of such a club wouldn't have been possible in the 80s.
Right.
Of course, a lot has changed after the revolution in 1989.
Right. And maybe you could tell us a little bit about that. I understand that revolution took place right in your home city of Timișoara, which is also the location of your club. Is that correct?
Yes, it is correct. So it started here on the 16th of December, 1989, by the students, was started by the students. And then it was spread in the entire country, and Romanians fought for everything I had mentioned before. In one word, they fought for democracy. Mm-hmm. Everything ended on December 25th.
Hmm. Okay, so was that a...
So in short... Mm-hmm.
Was that like an overnight change? Now all of a sudden we have all these new freedoms and...
Not really. I should say that we still learn how to use democracy, to fully understand it and use it well.
Right.
So a lot has changed in the sense that we can travel anywhere, we can speak whatever we want, the media is free, information is everywhere. Mm. A lot of foreign companies invested here and brought new visions, new ideas. But still, we have a lot of work to do.
So, Maria, whose idea was it to start a Toastmasters club? And how did that all come together and take place? What was it, 2 years ago?
Yes, the brilliant idea belonged to Silviu Trebuian, our immediate past president.
Mm-hmm.
He heard of Toastmasters by reading personal development books and other information regarding public speaking and personal development. And afterwards, he got in contact with the International World Quarters, and he sent some emails, but not with a lot of luck, let's say. And afterwards, he called and asked for information. And together with two or more of his work colleagues, among which Vlad Valea, our former vice president education, and Marius Stepu, which is currently treasurer, they started the club.
Okay. Now,
the first members were attracted by organizing an open event to present what Toastmasters really means.
Right.
Because not everybody knew that.
Of course, right. Now, I'm curious, you mentioned he originally found out about Toastmasters through reading personal development books.
Yes.
Are those materials that would have been available in the 80s, or is that material you would not have had access to at that time?
Definitely not. Definitely not in the 80s.
Interesting.
Because access to information was limited.
Right.
If you consider the fact that in television we had only one channel, which was on only 2 hours a day, and only to hear the communists.
Wow. Wow, so a lot of changes in the past 20 years.
Really, wow. A lot.
My gosh, I can't imagine. I'm curious, you know, a lot of times in the Toastmaster magazine and just at Toastmaster meetings, people talk a lot about the fear of public speaking. And it occurs to me that when many of us use that term, we're thinking about fear of making a fool of ourselves or being embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder, when you're coming from an environment where there could have been government retribution for speaking out, do you sense that Romanians, having lived in an environment where free speech wasn't tolerated, that there's some residual fears to public speaking just from being under that strict rule for so long?
I don't know what to say. I would say that after the revolution, a lot of speakers appeared, mostly on television, with the desire of breaking the rules.
Yeah.
So, showing that they can speak in public.
Right.
A lot of them still appear now, and they are really not the best public speakers. But at the moment, I don't think that the fear of government retribution still has its remains.
Right.
I think that the only fear is the embarrassment. You have a lot of thoughts and no words for them.
Right.
I was going to say the same thing. I think it would be the opposite effect. But by holding it all back for, you know, so long, and now you can go out there and speak. Hey, let's just go out and speak about anything.
People are more ready than ever.
Who cares what we're talking about?
It happened.
Yeah.
Is that what you found in your club, that people are very eager to join the club and get up and start speaking?
They are really eager to develop personally. So the notion of personal development, personal and professional development, is quite new here. And this you can see that the people are really keen on learning a lot of things, speaking out, having new ideas, coming with new ideas and sharing them to the public.
Mm. Hey, Maria.
And this I can see.
Do you host your meetings in English or conduct them in English or Romanian?
This is mostly in Romanian. The club started, let's say, to have meetings in Romanian. Because this was the way to gather the members. Although most of the members, I think all of them, speak English.
Okay.
And now we have a monthly meeting, so we meet weekly, mm-hmm. but on a monthly basis we have an English meeting. Okay. And hopefully we will have even more in the future. This is one of our goals.
Gotcha. So, Ryan, if we visit Romania, we got to make sure we visit on that day.
That's right.
That's the English meeting. Otherwise, you'll be in trouble.
If you say that you will come to visit us, then we will prepare a special meeting just for you.
Okay.
We'll
That'll be wonderful.
That one in mind.
Yeah.
Maria, I know your club has made some wonderful accomplishments over the past couple of years, the short life of the club so far. Do you want to share some of that with us?
Of course, I'm proud to share some of them with you. So at the moment, we have 45 active members, out of which 6 are competent communicators and 4 competent leaders. In the past 2 years, we organized 2 public speaking marathons in which our members had speeches on various themes.
Mm-hmm.
And we currently mentor 2 new clubs, one in Cluj-Napoca and one in Oradea. We have visited international events in Vienna and Barcelona,
mm-hmm.
at the moment only as guests, because we do not belong to any district
right.
so far. We have a nice website. I don't know if you have seen it. And
nice.
We have collaborations with different student organizations for sharing knowledge regarding public speaking and making this this valuable thing that we have, the public speaking, mm-hmm. and no fear, making it available to the students because they need it most.
Wow. Now tell us again, when was the first Toastmasters Club opened in your country? What year?
2008.
So it's been just a little bit more than 2 years so far.
Yes.
Or mm-hmm. around there somewhere. Wow, and you've accomplished all that. How many clubs are there now? You mentioned two clubs that you mentored. How about other clubs that have been?
Five.
Five clubs.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Also one in Bucharest and one in Brasov. Probably all the accomplishments come from the fact that everybody wants to do it. So mm-hmm. out of the desire to do something.
Right.
To change things.
Right. Maria, a phrase in your article has stuck with me. You mentioned that your fellow Toastmasters in Romania have embraced the Toastmasters lifestyle. And that phrase, embraced the Toastmasters lifestyle, I wonder, what does that mean to you?
How to explain it? When I joined Timișoara Toastmasters, I was looking for an after-work activity, and especially one that I can do with my husband. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you that this was the perfect choice, because for me, Toastmasters means more than meeting once a week. It means always being in competition with myself, trying to be better and better in everything, not only things linked to public speaking. It means wanting to develop and experiencing new things only by being involved, let's say, in all the events of the club, because you get to meet all the new people, you get to meet to do things that you probably do not do every day at work. Mm-hmm. And at the moment, let's say, I really enjoy all the meetings, and I can see in my fellow Toastmasters that they develop. So they really develop.
Right.
And this, of course, that we grow together, this brings us all happiness and motivation to continue and do great things.
Right. That's awesome. And what goals do you and your fellow club members have for your club or for the growth of Toastmasters in your city, in your country?
So for one of them, I already mentioned, so develop more in the direction of having more meetings in mm-hmm. English, mm-hmm. because it is really important. We had, let's say, guests from other clubs, and it was really important for them to speak English, because otherwise they wouldn't have understood anything.
Right.
We want to organize speech contests on a national basis, because now we can afford it, because there are more clubs. We are not alone anymore.
Right.
We hope to become part of a district in the near future and actively participate in international Toastmasters events, not only as guests. It's nice to be a guest, but we also want to be officially recognized and participate.
Right.
And we prepare a new concept for our magazine.
That's pretty impressive to rattle off that many goals. And
yeah,
quick, Ryan, how many goals do you have for your club?
Bo's the president of the club that we both belong to together. And up until today, I've been pretty proud of that club. But man, you guys have done some incredible stuff.
Yeah.
It's inspiring. It really is. And Maria, I hope you please give our best and our congratulations to your fellow club members at Timișoara Toastmasters Club.
Definitely, awesome. I will.
Sure. Now, Maria, you mentioned earlier that your club has a website. I don't know if you have a website as well that you might want to share with our listeners, but certainly at least the club website. Where can we go to find more about your club?
Mm-hmm. So toastmasters.ro.
That's easy.
That's a nice domain name.
Yeah.
Very good. All right. Anything else you'd like to leave with your fellow Toastmasters listening from all around the world?
I'm really happy that I had the opportunity to speak about Toastmasters in Romania and that the entire world knows about us now. And I invite everybody to visit our beautiful country and, of course, to be guests of our club, Timișoara Toastmasters for one of our meetings. And I also invite you to, definitely. And sunteți bineveniți, oricând doriți.
Sounds great.
Yes.
How about a translation?
So you're welcome anytime you want.
Oh, okay, good.
Good, good, good.
Well, awesome. Thank you. It's been great having you on. And next time I'm in the area, I'll stop by.
You can count on it.
Yeah, definitely.
You're welcome at our club as well, of course.
Yeah, next time you happen to be in the Westboro area.
If I sometime will be around, I will definitely come.
Are we going to see you or any fine people from your country, the Toastmasters, at any of the international conferences coming up? This one is coming up is in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. Wonderful place to visit.
Certainly there are a lot of international attendees at the conference every year, and certainly you and your fellow club members would be welcomed with open arms. I'd love to have you there.
That's right. Oh,
thank you. Thank you.
All right, Maria.
I will share this.
Please do.
Please do, definitely.
All the best to you, Maria, and thanks for joining the show with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you, and all the best to you both.
All right.
Thanks so much. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. Wow, what a privilege, huh? What a privilege to speak to somebody outside of Massachusetts.
Well, I think we do that every show for the most part.
I know. Well, that's what I'm saying. It's always a privilege to speak to people on this show. To get a little perspective outside our tiny little circle here.
Right.
It truly is an international organization.
Absolutely.
That's great. Absolutely. Wonderful. Hey, Ryan, rumor has it we have some listener feedback.
Yes, we did get a feedback message from Ian, who writes in. He says, "Hi, guys. Just heard you say you don't get much feedback. I'm an avid podcast listener and found your podcast only recently. I've really enjoyed the podcast and last week attended my first Toastmasters meeting in Hertfordshire, England." Signed, Ian. So thanks for listening, Ian, and congratulations on attending your first meeting. I hope that's the first of many more to come.
Great. Yeah. Thank you, Ian. And if anybody else wants to send us feedback, we would love to hear from you. We don't get much feedback here on the Toastmasters podcast.
As Ian heard us say once before.
And maybe if we keep saying it. Well, no, now that Ian kind of set the precedent for it,
right,
it's just going to roll in, there, guaranteed. And we're going to have set aside at least, 10 minutes per episode for feedback. All right. Well, if you have any listener feedback for us, Ryan, how could they give it to us?
You could do as Ian has done and send us an email, podcast@toastmasters.org. You could also call our listener feedback voicemail line at 1-888-451-8862. You've got up to 2 minutes to leave us your voice feedback. Or find us on Twitter, at the TM Podcast. Of course, you could also always post your comments on our blog. We do get comments on our blog, actually.
Yes, we do.
At toastmasterspodcast.com.
All right. So until next week, my name is Bo Bennett.
And I'm Ryan Levesque.
And take care, everybody. We'll see you next time here on the Toastmasters podcast. Bye-bye. Isn't it about time you published that book you've been thinking about? We can help with that. At ebookit.com, we've been providing authors and small presses with ebook publishing services since 2010. Visit us today at ebookit.com and let us know how we can help you.